Hello, hello, people of God. How are you doing? Now, welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between the lines. I am Deborah Aboyeji, your host. Today, my topic is how to love people. And of course, I'm not talking about romantic love here. I'm just talking in general, how to love people. Personally, I mean, I grew up in the African home where you don't exactly say I love you to people as much. So growing even till now, I'm not the best thing you would catch on a random day saying I love you to my friend, saying I love you to anybody in particular. Like, it just once in a while where I'm like, okay, let me say this. And it always feels weird to me, to be honest. But I love you is just not a statement. I mean, a lot of people these days are maybe a lot more comfortable with saying that they love people and then they say it around. But a lot of times, it makes me wonder that I love you that you hear. How genuine is it? How heartfelt is it? How is it backed up with actions? Because a lot of people can just say anything. Like, anybody can say I love you. It's not just three-letter words, just like any other thing. But how do you actually love people? How do you show your love to people? And I mean, as a child of God, there's the example of Jesus, and is the highest example or the best example to look at when it means to love. And of course, the gospel message is that God loves the world so much that he did something. And for me, that has always been a watchword for me. Proof of my love to people is not just in my saying it, which I don't even say all the time, because I mean, I'm the old generation, I guess, African child. But then the love of God is something that was backed up by an action. And so the baseline, the way to love people, is through your action. I can just even end this episode here, because that's the most important thing. If God's love, God did not just claim to love us and leave us alone, his love transcended into him looking into our situation and providing a help that we needed. So Jesus loves me. What did he do? He saw that I am a sinner. He saw that I could not meet up to his standards. And what he did was to step in to help me, to give me victory over sin, to help me to live a life that pleases him. So the love is not just that, okay, I love you, let me give you what is comfortable for me. The love is that I love you, I am interested in your well-being, and so I look into your situation to see what it is that you need help with and then provide it in the capacity that I can. Of course, I'm not God. There are things that I see that people need around me, and I honestly do not have the power or strength or ability to be able to provide what it is that they need, because again, I am just a human being. But of God being God, seeing that our highest need was, you know, the need for salvation, and seeing that he could provide it, he did. And it was a lot of sacrifice, but then he did it. But for me, as a human being that cannot die for you, there are other seeming little things that I can do to show my love to people, to show that I am concerned about their well-being. I want them to be fine as much as lies in my power. So I'm not saying that you should not tell people that you love them, but please back it up with actions. Don't just be self-absorbed all the time. The way to love people is to help them. The way to love people is to show your concern to them, is to pray for them. There is no limit to what it means to show love to people. But in the end, it can be summarized as being there for people, just having their interests at heart, and contributing whatever you can to their growth, to help them. And loving people does not mean that they have to be your inner circle. I was at a conference at school, and one of the things that the speaker said was that God loves the whole world, and he died for the whole world, but he was not friends with the whole world. So sometimes a lot of people reserve their love and their help and their whatever it is to people that are their friends. But the truth is that everybody cannot be my friend. I cannot be friends with everybody. And even if I'm friends with people, there are different degrees and levels of friendship. Not everybody is in my inner circle. I'm not just loving to the people in my inner circle. I'm loving to as much people as I can, because I mean, I'm a child of God. And one of the characteristics of God is that God is love. And so I, as a child of God, I have to also exemplify that in my interactions with people. So people do not have to be in my inner circle. People do not have to be in your inner circle before you are kind to them, before you are loving to them. You don't even have to know them that much. I mean, of course, when there are things that you can afford to do, things that will not consume you so much, recognize that sometimes there are maybe some level of commitment or sacrifice that you cannot make for everybody. And again, it is understandable because we are human beings. We have limited everything. Everything we have is limited. The money you have is limited. So like there's an extent to which you cannot give to everybody. The strength you have is limited. The time you have is limited. So you cannot spend time with everybody. But any opportunity you get to be of a blessing to someone else, you can always take advantage of it, especially if you can. Like if you cannot, of course, God understands. But if you can, don't reserve your kindness or your love for your friend, because even the worst of people know to love their own. There is nothing special in loving your friends, to be honest. I mean, why not? But the thing is that how much of that love can you convey to people around you? And remember, as a child of God, there is the fact that God loves the entire world. And I mean, these are people your father loves. Let us even say that you don't really love them, or they can be annoyed or something. Your father loves them. Your father died for them. So the least you can do is to be cordial and help whenever and however you can. So please don't just say that you love people. Don't just express your love in words alone. Your words have to be backed by actions. Jesus himself, that I mean, is the great example for us. He backed his love with action. Who are you to just say I love you and feel like that is enough? So today I'm just encouraging you, I'm just putting this out there to remind you that it's not enough to just claim that you love people. Let there be actions that prove your love to people, to them. And you don't have to be in your inner circle before you love them. They don't have to be in your inner circle before you are kind to them. If Jesus was there for only the people that were in his inner circle, of course I know that I will not make it, and I think that you will not make it too. So yes, please, today is just a reminder to spread the love that you have received from God to other people, regardless of what is happening. And that's all on this episode of the podcast. Do remember to be on the lookout for who you can be of a blessing to, how that you can show someone around you love today in whatever action it is that you can. I am Deborah Aboyeji, your host, and I guess it's a wrap from here.